Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, the words of Jesus, first spoken almost 2,000 years ago, and now a moment ago proclaimed again to us, are very strong. They're very clear. And the message, as Bishop Robert Morneau up in Green Bay has said on occasion, the message is simply, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Or to say it again, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Jesus himself was one of the Pharisees during his active ministry. He made a point and warned his colleagues to stay on message, not to add or subtract as Deuteronomy admonished us not to do in the first reading. But let me defend the Pharisees for a moment, because they have and had and have a very important contribution to make, I think. What the Pharisees kept saying to themselves and to those around them was not a neurotic washing of pots and pans and hands and faces. It was not simply a matter of courtesy or busy work. What they were trying to insist on was that family meals were holy moments. Or to say it again, they were trying to say that family meals were as important as temple sacrifices, and therefore they deserve the same kind of attention and preparation, reverence and respect and care as temple worship. So that all the care we might lavish, they would say, on the altar and preparation for the altar and washing and cleansing of chalices and patens and everything else should be given to kitchen equipment. Not for themselves, but for what they're all part of. Because the Pharisees would say, meals are sacred. The problem is that we can so become preoccupied with quality control, with making sure that the crystal doesn't have any watermarks on it, or that the pots are really clean, as to forget the main point, the holiness of family meals. It's more difficult if you live alone, but meals are intended to be sacred. Luke's Gospel, the Gospels talk about Jesus having meals with people. Luke's Gospel in particular is filled with examples and stories about Jesus invited to the home of Pharisees. He and his disciples using every meal as an occasion for conversation and conversion, either accepted or rejected, that something always happens when Jesus sits down at a meal. An opportunity is provided, a grace given, something happens. I'm reminded as I prepared this, and also last night as I was part of a wonderful blessing of a new parish addition out at St. Anthony's on the Lake in Pewaukee, I'm reminded of one of the professors at Marquette University who always insisted that his family eat supper together. And he had some teenage sons who didn't think this was very cool. And as a matter of fact, he told me once that his teenage son said, "Dad, this is very embarrassing. I checked all my friends at high school, and none of them ever eat with their own family. We don't like this very much." And the dad professor said, well, I'm sorry you don't like it, but this is the way we do it here. We eat supper together. And we do so because it's important moment for conversation, for discussion, for sharing what's going on, maybe changing our mind about something. And the important thing is not the rule that we eat together. That's kind of, as the rabbis would say, a fence around the value. The value is we eat together, and what happens when we eat together is the holy thing. As Catholic Christians, we prize the Eucharist. As I playfully said last week and the week before, we have to make an act of faith that the host is bread, and we also have to make an act of faith, I suspect, that when we gather together that this is a meal, because it's so surrounded by so much ritual that we forget that this is a sacred meal of conversation. But it is sacred. And it is uniting. And it is transforming both this Eucharist and also every family meal. Here there is the word of God's conversation with us. God has something to say. And each in our own way, we think about that. The meal is to nourish ourselves for the sake of God's work, not isolated from the rest of life. Just as no family meal is isolated from the rest of life. Once again, as I say periodically, we take holy water when we enter the church in the morning. Maybe it is like washing hands before supper, but really it's a reminder that it's supposed to be a reminder that baptism gives us access to this Eucharistic meal. But we also take water on the way out. And sometimes it's a bit sloppy. My mother would say it's not chasing flies away. It's supposed to be a remembrance of baptism, which sends us forth to make the world a different place. A reminder that the Eucharist renews and strengthens and prepares us for the work of God the rest of the day. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing, the gospel of the Lord.